Since its launch in 2015, the Juul, spelled J-U-U-L, has taken over the market for electronic cigarettes, better known as e-cigarettes. According to a Nielsen data report, the Juul achieved 46.8% of the e-cigarette market share this past April. The rapid market growth is said to be spurred by the brand's decision to heavily market on social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Juul Labs Incorporated states on their website that the Juul was created to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes, and its mission is to improve the lives of adult smokers. However, it is quickly gaining popularity among youth and young adults across the nation and here in Indiana. According to the director of the Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Division of the Indiana State Department of Health, Miranda Spitznagel, youth and young adult use of e-cigarettes and vaping devices, including the Juul, have been a concern for quite some time, and it's a problem that the department is keeping close tabs on.
Our most current data, which are from 2016, can tell us that 10.5% of high school students report current use of an electronic cigarette. And so that's certainly something that we're paying attention to.
Spitznagel also stated that the department is monitoring the use of the Juul in particular because of its higher concentration of nicotine. Each interchangeable Juul pod contains around 200 puffs, which is equal to one pack of cigarettes. The Juul is also said to deliver a nicotine peak in just 5 minutes, a feature that is attracting both youth and adult smokers.
Nicotine is a highly addictive substance, and as we are concerned and monitoring the use of these products, concerned about youth using these products, mostly because young brains are still developing into their early 20s. And use and exposure to nicotine is something that could disrupt adolescent brain development and increase the susceptibility of further addiction.
Former Northwest Indiana resident Morgan Jackson has a more positive perspective and experience with the use of e-cigarettes. She began smoking at age 16, and within 2 years, she was smoking a pack a day. While looking for nicotine alternatives to help her quit, she found that e-cigarettes were the best option for her.
I didn't crave cigarettes. It kept my hands busy. It fulfilled the nicotine I needed, and I've since then dropped the nicotine levels down and gone to a simpler e-cig, and I still haven't had a cigarette in about 8 months.
However, she too has noticed the Juul's rising popularity and became aware of the product by her 20-year-old brother when she first started using e-cigarettes. She voiced her concern, saying that he was never a nicotine product user before the Juul was created.
I would say he's addicted to nicotine now, and he was never a smoker.
The health department has a large network of local tobacco control coalitions across many counties in Indiana, including Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties, that are actively working on preventing situations similar to Jackson's brother's from happening. These coalitions work with community leaders, organizations, and schools to educate and bring awareness to tobacco products, which include the Juul e-cigarette. They also recommend that schools and other organizations change their tobacco-free grounds policies to include electronic smoking devices.
A free resource to anyone in the state of Indiana is the Indiana Tobacco Quit Line, which is the number 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And anyone ages 13 and over can call that number and get free help for quitting tobacco use. And it is an effective, safe, confidential way to quit tobacco use.
Juul Labs Incorporated openly prohibits underage use of the e-cigarette, and their website states that they are working on developing and pioneering both technology and programs focused on the prevention of underage use of their products. This includes reaching out to schools, law enforcement, and youth prevention initiatives. Juul Labs Incorporated was contacted, but no response was received. This is Valerie Plenovich, Lakeshore Public Radio.